This is The Couple Next Door, script number 155, for broadcast Friday, August 1st, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m., current New York time. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now look, the two of you, you might just as well stop hanging out the window and rushing outdoors to look at the sky. It is definitely going to rain today.
And it does look a little lighter toward the east there, I think.
Yeah, but it's darker in the west and the wind is coming from that way.
But I want my birthday party outdoors.
Well, darling, it is going to rain.
Well, now look, it is only 8 o'clock. It might clear up by afternoon, you know.
Honey, the paper said rain, the radio said rain, and the sky just said rain. Listen to it. Thunder showers are predicted for all day today and tomorrow.
Oh, when I think of entertaining 24 children in the house, really, I could
You're not going to have much choice.
But all the games we planned are outdoor games.
Well, you'll have to plan some indoor games.
Maybe we could tell everybody to come in their bathing suits, and then we can play outside in the rain.
No, indeed.
Why?
Oh, Betsy, now don't ask silly questions, darling. Now you just can't.
I don't know why you're so worried about having the party inside.
There are 19 girls and 5 boys coming, and 1 7-year-old boy is equal to 10 girls. Why, that Kelton boy alone, he just gets into everything.
Oh, darling, you worry too much. What can they get into? Just keep them all in the living room. We'll put all the breakable things out of sight.
Well, all I can say is I want you to get home early in case I need help.
Won't any of the mothers stay?
Well, Eleanor said she'd help if I need her, and Esther Ford, maybe Barbara Smith. But I just hope the rest of the mothers don't stay. That would make 50 of us, and I don't know where we'd put them.
I hope that Mrs. Kelton doesn't stay. She's awful. Oh, now you mustn't do this, and you mustn't do that.
That is enough of that, Betsy. Now, Mrs. Kelton is a lovely woman. Now, you go upstairs and pick up your room in case any of the guests have to go upstairs. Run along now. Hurry up, dear. Of course, she is absolutely right.
Pretty good,
that Mrs. Kelton is the biggest pain in the neck.
Yeah.
And Roger is so spoiled.
Yeah, well, look, I got to get to work. Now, shall I help move the furniture out of the living room?
Yes, come on. We'll move everything out that we can. Put the lamps in the closet. Roll up the rug. Oh, 24 children. This place is going to be bedlam.
Say, are you planning to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel? Well, there are many less hazardous ways to spend your vacation time. But if that's your plan, CBS Radio can follow you with no more trouble than it takes to carry a pocket-sized transistor radio. No matter where you're heading, no matter what your vacation activities may be, you'll have an even better time if the radio you take along is tuned to CBS Radio. Top-flight entertainers from Broadway, Hollywood, and the capitals of Europe deliver glamour and excitement to your campfire scene. Sunning on the beach? Well, you can follow the daytime stories that fill each weekday with human interest here at CBS Radio. And CBS News will come to your fishing retreat or mountain lodge at the same time that it comes to you at home. And nimble-witted stars like Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Galen Drake will exercise your sense of humor even when the rest of you is relaxing from a strenuous day of play. So for more fun on your holiday, take CBS Radio with you wherever you go.
There, there, there. Please, baby, stop crying. Betsy, will you please get dressed?
I can't find my shoes.
Well, look under your bed. Your shoes must be somewhere.
I looked under the bed. They aren't there.
Well, your guests will be here. Oh, there, 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 there.
Hi, hi, hi. Thought I'd come home early so I don't miss anything.
Now, here, take the baby.
Oh?
You're not missing a thing, believe
me. Here, give me...
Hello?
Well,
now.
Here's your daddy, here's your daddy. Where's
the
nurse?
Well, hold on, please, will you? I cannot hear with him yelling.
Oh,
could you just
turn him off, please?
And
you better get dressed yourself?
Hello? Yes, Mrs. Kelton?
All right.
Yes?
Easy.
Well, Mrs. Kelton, I can't talk about it right now. I'm sorry, but I'm very busy.
All right, now calm down.
Yes, well, I will certainly try.
That's better.
All right. Goodbye, Mrs. Kelton. Oh, honestly, that Mrs. Kelton, you know what she wanted?
Well, I know what my son wanted. He wanted his daddy, didn't you? Look at him, honey. He's smiling at me.
I cannot find my shoes.
Mrs. Kelton calls up to ask me to be sure and see that Roger doesn't eat more than one piece of candy. That's all his dentist allows him. Imagine, here I'll be with 24 children and the house filled with candy, and I'm supposed to watch Roger every minute to see he doesn't take more than one piece. Really, some mother.
Well, it seems to me you ought to get dressed yourself.
When she starts babbling on about Roger's teeth and what the dentist said about his second-year motor, though I have nothing to do right now but talk about her child's teeth.
Calm down.
Of course, the nurse picks today for her afternoon off.
Well.
They've started to arrive and nobody's ready.
Well, I'm ready. I'll get down. Here, take the baby.
Well,
can't
hold him and get... Yes, oh, all right. I'll just lie down on the bed now, sonny boy. That's
yes,
all I can do. Tell whoever it is that Betsy will be right down. Betsy, now, where did you last have your shoes?
Okay. Well, hello there, young man. Won't you come in? That's right. Come on in. Well, how do you do? I'm Betsy's father. What's your name, huh?
Who is it, dear?
Well, I don't know. It's a young gentleman clutching a box here. Cat seems to have his tongue. Cat got your tongue, huh? Is that it?
Who is it?
Well, I don't know. You got me. He won't tell me his name. Well, I guess we need a little time to get acquainted, huh? Tell you what, why don't we men go into the living room and sit down, shall we? Come on. That's right. Come on. You want to sit down there? Well, all right. Stand up if you want to. Well, you're certainly not 7 years old, are you? No, I didn't think so. Six? Five? Four? Four, huh? 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Honey, yeah, who is it, dear?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I can't get anything out of him. He just shakes his head, but he's 4 years old.
I never saw him before. Hello, dear. Betsy, come down here, dear. Honestly, do you suppose she has gone around inviting a lot of other children and didn't tell me about it?
Did you come to the birthday party? He did, yeah.
What's that in the box, dear? Is that a birthday present for Betsy?
No, it's all right. We're not going to take it. You can give it to her yourself.
Betsy, here you are. Who is this tiny little boy?
Oh, Donnie, that's Donnie.
Donnie who?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
He lives down the street somewhere, and he's always tagging us around.
Did you invite him to your birthday party?
No. Donnie, you go home.
There's no way to talk, darling.
Really?
For heaven's sake.
He's always hanging around us.
Well, he is here, and he has brought you a present.
Can't he talk?
Yes, he can, but he doesn't very much. He just tags along everywhere we go. He always tags us.
Well, darling, he's here, and he's brought you a present.
But he wasn't invited, and he always does this. He always tries to play with us, and he wasn't invited.
Now, listen, young lady. Now, you just see here.
Daddy, just a minute. Think we'd better have a talk with Betsy out in the hall? You stay in the living room, Donnie, and will you excuse us all just a minute,
Donnie? Yeah, will you excuse us, Donnie?
Excuse us. Betsy, come here now.
Well, he wasn't invited.
Now, stop that. Now, don't you say that again. Donnie is here, and he will stay here.
Certainly. I should think you'd be ashamed of yourself. He seems like a very nice little boy.
He's a pet.
You will either be nice to him, or you will go up to your room and you will stay there while the rest of your guests are having a good time downstairs here. Do you understand that?
No.
Now you take that look off your face. Hurry up.
Go on, take it off. You hurt your mother.
Now you go back in the living room and you tell Donnie you are very glad that he came to your birthday party.
But he's so little, everybody will laugh at me.
Why should everybody laugh at you? Because you ask a nice little boy to stay at your birthday party.
They will.
Now, I am not going to talk to you anymore. Now you march right in there and you do what I said. And say it nicely. Go on.
Go on now. Hurry up. Go on.
Go on. Well, Donnie, Betsy has something she wants to say to you.
I'm very glad you came to my birthday party.
Well, darling, he handed you a present. What are you saying?
Thank you.
Thank you, Donnie. How nice of you to bring me a present.
Thank you, Donnie. How nice of you to bring me a present.
Yeah.
That's a little better. Mm-hmm. Well, it was nice, too, Donnie. You seem like such a nice boy. A lot quieter than the ones that'll be arriving. I hope you have a very good time. Well, open his present, Betsy. My goodness, don't you see? He can't wait for you to see what he gave you.
Did you pick out the present all by yourself, Donnie?
You did?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get more guests arriving, I guess.
It's not even wrapped. It's just an old shoebox.
Well, it is the idea that counts. Here, let Mother help you with the cover. Well, it's sweet, really, that he knew enough to bring you a...
Johnny, how wonderful.
Get it out of here. Get it out.
Oh, Mother, it's just a little garter snake, and he's cute.
Don't you let him out of the box. Don't let him out of the box. What on earth is the matter? He brought her a live snake, and now it's just crawling under something.
All right. Now, he won't hurt you, for Pete's sake. Look at the kid. He doesn't even know what you're yelling about.
I don't care.
You want him to think you don't like the present? Here's Mary Lou and Lisa Ronning, Betsy.
There it is. It just wiggled under the sofa. Will you get it?
I got a little live snake from Donnie. Oh, boy, really? Where is he? Let me see him.
I don't have enough to worry about.
What are you so worried about? With a live snake, believe me, this is one party you're giving that'll be a smash success.
Blakey, I want you to stop sliding down the banisters. Now, do you hear me?
More lemonade!
Blakey!
All right, I'll fix some more.
Roger, help me!
Mary Lou, now stay in the other room. I'm busy in the kitchen.
Roger, help me!
Well, go get him back, but get out of the kitchen. Go on.
Get up off the
floor. Barbara!
Now, come on.
Ask Roger Kelton to stop hitting Mary Lou. If he can't play nicely, he'll have to go home. Who squirted ketchup on the dining room wall?
For Pete's sake, where is the ladder? Where is the ladder?
Look at the dining room wall. Somebody squirted ketchup all over
the... Never mind the ketchup. Never mind that. Somebody's locked in the bathroom upstairs.
Mommy, I can't find the snack.
Where is the ladder?
Oh, what is it? What is it you want?
The ladder. It's not in the garage.
I don't know. Somebody borrowed it, I guess.
Candy Cunningham has locked herself in the bathroom.
Why?
Why? Why do kids do anything? Why is Tommy Aldinger, or whatever his name is, on top of the bookcase? Why is Clara Ford sitting in the wastebasket? Tell me, why? Why is Lisa Ronning wearing your new white chiffon dress? Why has she got lipstick on from ear to ear?
I said they could dress up in things from that old trunk. A prize for the best original costume I had to think up. Indoor games. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you better get upstairs while I find a ladder.
Party.
Oh, was it, darling? I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I am too, because by gosh, it's the last one you'll have for a long time.
Oh, now, Daddy.
This house looks as though a stampede of buffalo had gone through it.
I know, dear, but no real damage was done.
About what happened?
Nothing that can't be washed off or swept up. That's why I wanted the party outdoors. I told you were in for a surprise. The 7-year-old is very active.
I knocked myself out trying to get a ladder in a hurry up to that bathroom window to rescue Candy Cunningham.
Oh, yes.
Turns out that she could unlock the door all the time. They were just in there teasing.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I get the ladder.
Oh, really, they are such cute children,
yeah,
all of
cute.
Them.
Cute.
Be thankful they've got some life to them. And what wonderful presents they all brought you, Betsy.
Mm. Oh, yes, just wonderful, especially the snake.
Well, you keep him in the box now, please. One nice thing about that snake, after he got loose, none of the mothers wanted to stay. Did you hear Mrs. Kelton run screaming out the door, dear? Barbara Smith stayed to help since she lives out in the country. She doesn't mind snakes, anyhow. What's the matter? What do you think?
I think we got one left over.
A snake?
A boy. Isn't that Donnie under the desk? Hey!
Oh, for
heaven's
sake!
Wow! Hey, did you have a good time?
Come on up.
You did, huh? Good. Betsy, honey, you'd better walk him home.
I don't even know where he lives.
Well, he knows. Don't you?
Come on, Donnie. And gee, thanks for the snake.
Oh, my. Well, it was a wonderful party. You get out the vacuum, dear, while I wash the ketchup off the dining room wall.
Yeah.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie and Barbara Myers, Madeline Pierce, and Augusta Dabney, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, in inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.